Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh. At 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So, my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, Hump Day Wednesday from the Kia Studios. It is wet out there, and I'm going to begin today by sounding like your dad, but that's okay. I still want you to be safe out there. Rain is wet, puddles are real, and hydroplaning happens, okay? So be careful, slow down. On the way down from WOTP, there were people flying by me, and one guy got a little squirrely. I assume a guy, could have been a gal. And I thought, yep, do be careful out there. Wet roads can mean bad things. How you doing, you?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? The Nationals swept the Cardinals last night, in case nobody knew that. Yeah. Just wanted to share that with y'all. That was crazy, man. That was crazy. Nationals going to the World Series.
Nationals are going to the World Series.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's been a strange season. But oh well. I mean, hey. Whatever.
Yeah, it's been a rough time for us, hasn't it? It's been a chore. Nationals going to the World Series. You know, they started 19-31. Everybody gave up on them, and now they got hot, and you know, they peaked at the right time. It does make you wonder a little bit, Hugh. Had the Braves beaten the Cardinals, would we have beaten the Nationals?
I think so. I mean, but you know what? Somebody said last night that that's true. It's all about momentum. And the Nationals had the momentum down the stretch. But I still would like to think that, you know, we would have had them, because I think we would have had home field advantage. We'd have had home field advantage, so yeah, we'd have had them here. So yeah, I would like to think that. But we'll never know.
Nope.
We'll never know.
We will never know. You know, the Nationals going to the World Series, and that just goes to show you that pitching matters. And right now their pitching has been lights out great, and they've been – Then it's how they did it too, Hugh. If you missed the game last night, the Nationals are playing the Cardinals, and not to bring back a bad memory here, but the Nationals almost scored 10 runs in the first inning. They scored 7, but it looked like they were going to hang a 10 spot on the guy. Like, watch, they're going to score 10. Oh my God. I have to remind myself, this Braves team is really young. You got a lot of really good core young players that are like 22 years old. There's a lot in the pipeline still, and the future is very, very bright. All right? So that's what I'm going to run with you, because it's all I got. Because being an Atlanta sports fan is a very trying experience right now.
It's unfortunate.
But the Nats are going to the World Series. The Nats are going to the World Series. Hey, what does it say about Bryce Harper? Wow.
Yeah, I was talking about that this morning. Bryce Harper got $330 million. And I tweeted out he has to be sick, and it's his birthday today. A lot of people didn't understand that. You know, sometimes I tend to forget when I tweet certain things that I'm tweeting it from my head, and everybody doesn't think like me. A lot of people do, because I was making the point that, you know, yes, he does have $330 million, but to be in a position to win a championship, that right there is priceless. That's something that you cannot put a price tag on. And that's the point that I was trying to make. But nobody caught it. Some people caught it. Let me give some credit to some folks. But a lot of people didn't catch that. They was going, oh, he got time. No, dude, he does. Like, you're right. He does have time. But think about it like this. They offered Bryce Harper a contract. He turned it down. The Nationals did.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
There was speculation on whether or not he was a cancer when he was in that locker room. They go to the World Series a year removed from him. Not even a year, was it? Like 6 months, something like that, a couple months? Of removed of him leaving. of him leaving and go to the World Series kind of confirms that whole cancer thing a little bit. Like, if you're looking at it, and Abe's looking at me like, oh, not really. Hello? One of the best players in the game leaves your team, and all of a sudden everything comes together at the right time, and you get to the World Series? Come on now. That stings a little bit. As a player, that has to sting. The team that you left. How do you think Tiki Barber feels? Leaving the Giants, talking bad about the Giants, and they go win the Super Bowl. Kind of the same thing.
Well, you know, baseball.
Let me pull that back. I didn't say Tiki was a cancer, but he talked bad about the Giants when he left. He did talk bad about the Giants when he left. I didn't say he was. I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying that Tiki Barber was a cancer. I'm not saying he was a cancer, but he has some disparaging things to say about the quarterback and the team when he left. They went on ahead and win the Super Bowl. And as a player, like when you make, like you get to a point, yes, when you're first starting out, money is a major issue when you're playing whatever professional sport that you're playing. But then that switches and it becomes about legacy. It becomes about making history, winning a chip, a championship, and to leave the team that you thought didn't have a chance and then they mess around and go. That stings. That stings a little bit. Ain't that much money can salve that wound. You can give it an old college try, but ain't that much money gonna salve that wound.
Yeah, and I think it says again, if you look at Mike Trout's deal, or Manny Machado's deal, or these $300 million Bryce Harper deals, it says where you got to spend your money: pitching. When the Braves won 14 straight division titles, what did they do it on? Greatest threesome starting pitching staff history of baseball, right? Pitching. When the Dodgers failed, what failed them? Their pitching failed them. Not so much Cody Bellinger and their hitters. Their pitching failed them. And so it's kind of interesting that, you know, the Washington Nationals are there because of their pitching. And the Houston Astros lead the New York Yankees 2-1. Game 4 is today, and the Astros are the Astros. Yes, they have a great lineup. I mean, they do, Hugh. They have a great lineup. But it's their pitching that is. How much is Gerrit Cole going to make in this offseason? You see these guys making $300 million as a hitter. Doesn't seem to matter. Could Gerrit Cole get $300 million as a pitcher? This is why Braves fans want Gerrit Cole, but good luck with that, because he may command $300 million as a pitcher.
And they might not let him leave. So, you know, there's that. But then you saw the way that free agency went this year for a lot of people. Who's to say it might not be that way next year, so they could try to rein in some of this money that they're paying these guys? It might be the same thing. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's going to be an interesting offseason for a lot of teams, including the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, we'll certainly be following the Hot Stove League. We're talking about some of the headlines this morning. Hawks play on national TV tonight as they take on the New York Knicks in a preseason game, and we're getting ready for the start of the season, which is next Tuesday. The NBA's regular season starts. I wouldn't mind seeing the Hawks have a more productive game tonight than they've had in the past. Again, whether they win or not, Hugh, it doesn't matter. But just to start to get on the same page, we know that this is probably going to be a very slow start to the season for the Hawks. We all understand that, right? I think, doesn't everybody get that?
Yeah, so why are you putting pressure on them? Why are you putting pressure on them?
I'm not trying. I want to see this process start to ramp up a little bit.
It will. I mean, but you know. I mean, yeah. I mean, Coach Pierce has talked about how it's sloppy and, you know, guys aren't fluid yet. I mean, it's gonna come. I mean, it's probably not gonna happen tonight, but it's coming.
Yeah, and again, if it's, you know, by the end of the season, it sort of, you know, mimic last season. You know, by the time the All-Star break comes around and you're getting ready for the second half of the season and. Start to play better. Sort of like, you know, again, this is what I expect from individually from Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter and Bruno Fernando, as I did from Kevin Huerter and Omari Spellman and certainly Trae Young. Yeah, and just get better. But and look, I remain bullish on Atlanta sports. I do. I remain bullish on the Hawks. I think their future is very, very, very bright.
Yeah, and you set yourself up. I think when you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure instead of just letting it be what it is and let it just flow. You're already putting demands on a young team, which I think when you do that, you're setting yourself up. You shouldn't do that. You're already talking about, we just had two preseason games and they look sluggish and slow and the timing's off. But now, all of a sudden, you want to see improvement like overnight. That's going to take time. I'm looking at this situation as being probably the same way that it was last year. this is when this team will probably start to gel and become a little bit better, probably a little bit sooner than the All-Star break, because you got some integral pieces that have already played together a little bit. You just got to integrate the other two young players, well, the three young players. That's going to be something different. But I think it'll be a little bit earlier than it was before for the All-Star break. But I want them to be exciting and energetic. That's the only thing that I ask for them. And learn as you go. There's going to be mistakes because they're young. And they're probably getting more playing time in the NBA than they would probably normally get. So I just want them to be young, energetic, and go out there and have fun. Just make it fun for them. And everything else will work itself out.
Now, we've been talking about how, you know, the Hawks are going to have a fun young team this time around. I think they're going to be, you know, really positive. There's a lot of positive energy in the air when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, and rightfully so, because they, I think, have done a lot of things right as an organization. And so the future is bright, and you're right, Hugh. Maybe I'm setting myself up a little bit, but you know what? If I didn't, I wouldn't be an Atlanta sports fan. Hey, we got a great event coming up for you. It's a week from today. It's called the Rocket Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament. It's going to be in Sandy Springs. There's going to be a lot going on with this event, including $1,000 for a grand prize to the top team for a two-game tournament. And you're going to be able to bowl with you or with me. We're going to have teams out there and join us at the Rocket Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament. Now, the information's on our website at 929thegame.com. Under the menu tab, you just click events under menu tab, and you can get your team with us for the Rocket Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament. And I want my team – now, you say you want your team to win the $1,000. I want my team to win the $1,000, and then I want them to throw themselves a party. A $1,000 party. Just go crazy at the bar.
I want my team to win one, and we're going to put that money towards getting us a bona fide pass rusher. I'm still with that, getting us a playmaker.
Yeah, I don't think you have to spend it on the Falcons. I'll let you spend it on yourself. How about that? So that's why my incentive to you in the two games – or you do whatever you want. You get, you know, it's your share. And by the way, I'm just going to be the manager of my team because I can't bowl right now. So I'll let you guys keep all the money. Not that I was going to take it to begin with. So that's a good point. Hey, the Nats go to the World Series. The Hawks are on national TV. But it's all about the latest of the Falcons. Dan Quinn joins us live at 7 o'clock this morning, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. What Matt Bosher had to say about Dan Quinn's message to the team. We have that cut, and we're going to play it for you next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh after a CBS Sports Minute. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're having a safe drive out there. Do drive safely in all this rain and puddles and whatnot. Little NFL talk today, about 37 minutes or so ahead, being joined by Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with Hugh and I. Big trade by the LA Rams as we talk about the Rams game Sunday and what the Falcons can do. Big, big trade by the LA Rams yesterday, getting Jalen Ramsey, who finally got his wish, Hugh. He got traded and dealt. And now he is a member of the LA Rams coming to Atlanta.
Yeah, and I heard that he'll probably play Sunday. Boy, I tell you, that whatever he took to get his back right, like, from the time that he left Jacksonville to the time he got to L.A. is amazing. I need some of that. Maybe to get me right before I could play. Maybe I can suit up for a team or something. Because his back was all tight. Now they're talking about he's going to suit up and he potentially going to play. That's pretty cool.
But it's amazing what the Jaguars got for him, Hugh. They got a first-round pick in 2020, a first-round pick in 2021, and a fourth-round pick. I mean, the Jags got more for Jalen Ramsey than the Raiders got for Khalil Mack. The Raiders only got one pick.
You know what that tells me? We were talking about it this morning in the bullpen. Those first-round draft picks aren't as valuable as they used to be. I mean, especially when you don't know what you have with that first-round draft pick. We can look around the league and see where, you know, first-round draft picks from a couple years ago, aren't in the league. Shane Ray is one of those guys that I was talking about this morning. Last time I checked, he was looking for a job. Got cut by the Denver Broncos, still looking for a job. I think he was in Baltimore for a little while, looking for a job. They don't covet. The NFL nowadays would rather have something that a known commodity than an unknown commodity. Like, Jalen Ramsey is a known commodity right now. He's still a young player, two-time Pro Bowler. You know what you're going to get with him. Those two draft picks that you got gave up, it's a good chance that if Jalen Ramsey gets on the field, he could probably still make it to the Pro Bowl this year. And probably going to be a lock to go next year because that defense is pretty good of the Rams. So Yeah, they got a really good player.
And Rams trying to salvage their season too. Remember, they've lost three in a row. They're 3-3, and they're now chasing both the 5-1 Seattle Seahawks and the 5-0 San Francisco 49ers. You're right about the first round picks, Hugh. The Jags send their 20 and 21 two first round picks plus a fourth rounder to Jacksonville for Ramsey. The Dolphins got two first rounders from the Texans in 2020 and 2021 for Laremy Tunsil. The Dolphins also got a first rounder in 2020 from the Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Dolphins, by the way, are loaded with first round picks to the degree that the Dolphins have five picks in the first 33 picks or something coming up.
Probably they'll be lucky to get two people that are bona fide with those picks. I mean, that's what they're looking for, bona fide players with those picks that they're trying to get.
Well, the NFL trade deadline is a couple of weeks away, and we may have more first-rounders that are traded. That could happen, too. So we'll just kind of keep our eyes on that. As to the Falcons, well, Matt Bosher was on with Dukes and Bell, and there's a lot of talk about Dan Quinn's message to the team. And, of course, Bosher is out for the time being here because of the injuries that he's had. But from his perspective, this is what the punter told Dukes and Bell about Quinn's message and the impact that it's having with the club.
I understand where a fan from the outside might see it that way, but wholeheartedly this team backs him and backs every other coach in there. We're in there all day, every day together. The brotherhood isn't, just some lip service that we do. Like, it's legitimate. Everybody feels that way. Everybody has each other's back. You can see it week in and week out on the field, win, lose, or draw. Everybody, if somebody has a mistake, somebody comes off, and everybody's there for them. And it starts from the top down. That's not just something that happened in the locker room. That's something that DQ fosters every single day.
All right, let me correct one thing. Carl Dukes and Rob Tribble with Matt Bosher. There's the one thing I think you can say about the Falcons that I think is true. Say whatever you like about them in terms of your shaking your head about, the 1-5 start and whether Dan Quinn ought to be fired or whatever, Thomas Dimitroff ought to go and all of that, is that you can actually say that this team hasn't stopped playing. They haven't.
They're playing hard. They're playing real hard. I can't question the effort. But I can question the execution of some of the plays that are implemented on Sunday. That's not getting done. Guys aren't playing up to their potential, if you will. I don't know how to call it. Because you look at it on the outside and you say effort. Some people might say effort. I'm like, I don't so much question the effort. I think the effort's there. I probably would question the ability to get it done. But if that's the case, if I'm questioning the ability to get it done, then that's a huge indictment. Like, I just talked about Shane Ray and how the last time I checked, he's at home. He's chilling. At the crib. He got drafted in the same draft as Vic Beasley. Some guys, and I'm not picking on Vic, but I'm just making that correlation. But some guys, man, like when it comes time for the rubber to meet the road, some guys ain't got the rubber that meets the road. They just don't have it. It's just not in them. And you look at the seriousness of this situation that we're in, this is all hands on deck. And to keep doing the same things week in and week out and getting the same exact results, trying to switch stuff up and things of that nature, it's starting to make me question whether or not you got the right guys to get the job done. It's like certain branches of the military, they got specialists to get certain things done when you need certain things done. We don't have that many specialists. We don't. That's what it feels like.
Well, and it's Murphy's Law, too. I mean, everything that possibly could go wrong has. I mean, it's either the worst penalty at the worst time or – and again, if this game had mattered more than it did in the standings last week against Arizona, I think we could have had a legitimate argument to sit here on the radio and really scream about the officiating because
– everybody screamed about the officiating. That has been the question for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the Green Bay-Detroit game.
Mm-hmm.
Officiating was the issue. I'm not one to scream about the officiating. I'm of the mindset that, take it out of their hands. But when you see some of the stuff that has been called or hasn't been called in the last couple of weeks, that's a legit argument to have. That is a legit argument to have when you see some of the stupid stuff the refs are out there doing.
Yeah, because I saw, you know, one thing where somebody said, well, I went back and looked at it again on the fumble play in the Arizona. And as I looked at it again, I think it was Pereira. As I looked at it again, yeah, I could see where they whistled him down. Okay, I went back and looked at it again and again and again. He was never down. That was an outright fumble, okay? He was never down. And so, I mean, he shouldn't have had the ball in that position anyway because you got burned deep. I get that. You know, Kyler Murray was out. He was short. He was just short. You can look at it from any angle you want. He was short. But, I'm not going to sit here. If the game had mattered more, I would have been all over the officiating. And you're right, Hugh. There's a lot of people that are talking about that in the NFL right now because the officiating has been so poor. And, yes, the Lions-Packers game being a national TV game and being a game of more importance got a lot more run than the Cardinals and the Falcons. But there is a legitimate question about, you know, the state of officiating in the NFL, and you wonder if it's going to rear its ugly head. And we're going to be having this big debate. I don't know. Al Riveron's on a lot of pressure, in my opinion, because right now it's not good. Morning menu coming up. Three questions that Abe the producer has. His appetizer, his main course, his dessert. It's always the dessert that's the interesting question, though.
I wonder if you got a baseball question up in there. You never know with Abe.
Yeah, he's not giving you a yes or a no on that. I guess we'll find out next as we continue on a rainy Wednesday on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and 92onthegame.com.
Heads up. There's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the Morning Menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning Menu time with Abe the producer. Three questions. By the way, if you get to the office and you miss any of these questions and you're listening, or if you're anybody down the line is listening on radio.com on the app, there's a cool new feature on the radio.com app that allows you to go back and listen to anything that you missed in the previous 24 hours. You can rewind 24 hours worth of content on radio.com. If you're on 92 on the Game and you missed Dukes and Bell yesterday, you can rewind it all the way to Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually. You know, my mom was texting me last night because she found out we did the If You Were Arthur Blank, Here Are the Questions That Are Facing You segment yesterday. And so she went on to the app yesterday and was able to get right to it by the radio.com rewind. And put it simply, it's kind of a game changer in terms of your audio listening experience. You guys remember when the DVR first came out?
And DVR.
Fast forward through commercials.
Yes, and get right through the rigmarole.
And you could go back and watch and whatever. This is pretty much a DVR for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to record beyond 24 hours. There are other methods to do that. But any part of the show, you know, if you hear Dukes and Bell say, hey, I heard John and Hugh talking about this morning, 7:20. You can go back to 720 with one click.
On radio.
You get right there. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the radio.com rewind is really cool. And, I mean, it's going to take a little bit of getting used to. You figure out what a double click is versus a triple click or single click. Go back 10 seconds versus go back a full segment.
Oh, I do
that. Takes a little click around. Just click around.
But you know what this is also ultimately going to do? Because, you know, sometimes when I get caught in the office, you know, when you get that radio replay, you basically have the same button that the boss has when I say something. He's like, you remember you said this in the so-and-so o'clock hour? And I'm like, no, I don't remember.
Actually, that may not work to our advantage because now they're going to
call us out for all the times we were wrong. I got to be on top of my game
time,
now because now
stuff.
With this app, you're going to be able to rewind radio to the point where you can hear certain things that are said at certain times of the show.
Didn't think about it in the office. Yeah, that's true. Radio.com.
Yeah, so it'll make it much easier for my mom. May not have to wake up anymore to listen to Morning Menu.
Yeah,
she wake up naturally and then just click back. So that's good for her.
It's going to be critiquing. It's going to take critiquing to the next level. Yeah.
Speaking of the Morning Menu, I do have three questions for y'all today. This first one's a quick and easy one. A little appetizer for y'all. The main course is gonna be nice, but quick little appetizer around here. What game would you say the Falcons are more likely to win before the bye week? And you have to choose one. Don't give me they're not winning either. You have to choose which one they're more likely to win: this week against the Rams or week after against the Seahawks.
This week against the Rams.
Yeah, I'd probably say that.
You guys just think the Rams are coming in. Jared Goff hasn't played well.
No, that's what I'm hoping for.
Jalen Ramsey may not know the full playbook.
But he can cover. You put him in man-to-man against Julio and be like, have at it. You can put him in man-to-man. His back, it all depends on how his back feels.
Yeah.
Because he had tidy back. He had the tidy.
Now, Seahawks have a tough game this week, and I'm sure we'll be picking that in our pick six, but I believe they host the Saints, so that should be interesting. But I tend to agree with you. I think of the two teams, one team's got an MVP candidate, and it's not Jared Goff. It's not Todd Gurley. By the way, we'll find out later this week when we talk to Will Carroll if Todd Gurley's going to play. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting to find out, too. I just think the Rams have a lot more question marks, so I agree with both of y'all.
Yeah, a question mark. And besides, you know, this team has got at some point to be, you know, a little bit frustrated and angry because there are times in this 1-5 where they've actually played pretty well during a particular part of the game. For example, the end of the game last week where they played fairly
got
well.
Got three straight stops, and we'll see if they can carry some of that momentum over. Now, we talk about progress and looking for positives. That's one of the positives I would have taken out of a loss is you did get three straight drops near the end of the game, and if not for, like you said, a questionable penalty, you may have gotten four straight. And
if they say that Murray is short, I think the Falcons win the game.
Right, so there's some interesting momentum to carry over even from the loss. Question number two, something I've been harping on for about 2 weeks now, really since the playoffs were locked in terms of the Nationals won the wild card game, and we saw the Nationals advance to the World Series last night, or I saw it, I don't know. Most of Atlanta
nobody
was watching.
Watched
no
that.
One else wanted to watch it but me. After seeing the Nationals sweep the Cardinals four straight, you guys really still think the Braves are going to beat them in a seven-game series?
The Cardinals?
No, the Nationals.
The Nationals? Yes, I do. I do. John? I wholeheartedly think that would have happened. I do.
Yeah, I do too.
You can go ahead and say it.
Yes.
It's all right. You don't have to play radio. You can go ahead and say it.
What did I just say? Yes.
How dare you say we're playing radio?
Let me help you both out.
No.
Let me help you both out real quick.
I'm going to help you out
here. Baseball snobbery.
You would have had home field advantage. You would have been hot because you would have just beaten the Cardinals, okay?
Cardinals had home field advantage. That played well.
But they weren't hot. You were hot. I mean,
how were they not hot?
Well, because the Cardinals did not win the series against the Braves. The Braves lost the series.
Yeah.
Okay? You would have been hot, and you had the Nationals number during the regular season. I don't think you were afraid of them at all.
You know who was hotter? The Nationals. You know who we didn't face a bunch of times in the regular season? Strasburg and Scherzer back-to-back.
Yeah.
Anibal Sanchez have been great against us. We haven't beat – I don't believe we've ever won a game against Patrick Corbin, to be honest. I just think in a full season against varying opponents – the Braves are a better team. But when you boil it down to a playoff series and you have to play the game differently than you play all year, they were better prepared.
And Scherzer,
we don't have the arms to go with them. We just
don't. And a couple times in this series, Scherzer pissed on short rest, didn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
Not in this series because it went right through it.
I'm talking about
he did side sessions. It'll be really interesting. I really do hope it's the and I don't know how everyone else feels, but I'm never going to root for the Yankees. Like, if it were Yankees Nationals, I would have rooting. I would have been rooting for the Nationals.
You would have been rooting?
Rooting, as it may not be a word.
Rooting, too? No, it is. It's fine. I'm picking.
For me, and I have a lot of friends in D.C. I spent 6 years up there. I went to a ton of Nationals games.
So
I don't mind rooting for the Nationals.
What that mean?
All right, fine.
So you want your
the Yankees.
You want your friends to have fun?
No, I'm saying if
enjoy
the Yankees,
the win.
If it had been the Yankees.
I'm going to step outside.
Because I'm still not rooting for the Yankees.
No.
I know.
And we're not rooting for the Nationals.
No, we're not rooting for either.
This is
if
our
you had
show.
To root for one, I'm not rooting for the Yankees above the Nationals. I'll root for the Nationals before I root for the Yankees.
I'm not rooting for either.
I'm rooting for Houston.
Who's winning the series right now? Houston's up 2-1, right?
Houston's up 2-1.
I'm rooting for Houston.
I'm rooting for Houston, too. One of my really good buddies is affiliated with the Astros, so I texted him. I was like, you guys.
We don't want the Nationals to win.
No, we don't want them to win.
I don't care about your friends,
but I want them to win more than I want
friends.
The Yankees to win. I still have a long time
hatred
of the Yankees.
I don't know your friends in D.C. I don't know them.
You come
I'm
up
pretty,
with
I'm
me,
pretty
man.
Sure
we'll
they're
introduce
nice people.
You. We'll make the rounds.
I don't know them. I don't care about them. I don't want them to win. I don't want them to have fun in D.C.
All right.
They're going so far as to think that because the Nationals doing what they're doing.
Oh, they're
going to
be insufferable, by the way. Yeah. Win or lose, they're going to be insufferable next year.
They're going to turn their season around.
Well,
and then you look at what the hockey team just did.
The Capitals?
Come on, man.
They won Stanley Cup 2 years ago. Stanley Cup.
No, that's too much for Washington.
Alexander Ovechkin.
No, that's too much.
And the Washington Mystics just took home the WNBA title. That's going to be two titles.
Oh, man, that's too much.
Yeah, all right. Final question here, the morning menu, your dessert round. You,
what?
2 weeks away from Halloween, what are you planning to dress up as?
You know what? I thought about this. I want to go as a Kung Fu master, but this is the problem.
Show enough?
No, just the Kung Fu master. Like, get the rice hat, get the hat. And the karate outfit, but I got to get the master's karate outfit. But
you going with
I don't have
nunchucks.
No, just the master. Like, I don't need nunchucks. I'm nice with these hands. I already got the gray beard. I'm nice with these hands. But I can't find one to fit me. I'm looking for my sock.
Yeah, they're not normally as large as you are. They move a little swifter.
Like like a blanket or
you know, they're
sheet.
Jumping on bamboo canes and stuff. Yeah, you're not exactly doing that.
I mean, but that's what I want to do. I thought about it, but somebody's like, that's lame. That's a lame costume.
John Fricke, even if you're not actually going to dress up, what are you planning? Or what are your thoughts?
I was more stuck on what you should wear. I mean, considering
I have an idea.
Yeah, the last conversation about the Yankees and the Nats, you ought to go as it. I mean, that clown take on
it.
Yeah. It's a clown take, dude. I mean, I was going to step outside the studio and get a shovel. I'm going to go as a gravedigger. I'm going to give you a shovel so you can dig that hole.
You're
deeper.
You're more horror than me. I don't think it's the name of the clown. That's the name
Pennywise.
Of the movie.
Pennywise.
I would
Pennywise.
Go with Pennywise.
It is Pennywise.
No, I would kind of actually what Hugh's got going on here with the towel situation. I kind of want to dress up as Cam Newton in a bonnet.
That might work.
That's kind of where I was thinking.
You're not that tall, though. But
nor do I own a Cam Newton jersey.
Yeah, but he throws as many touchdown passes over the last eight games as Cam. So.
My feet are in equally as good shape.
Good one.
Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Hey, you could get $1,000 if you pick the most football games right each week at 929thegame.com. It's on our contest page, and it's free. It's the Pro Football Pick'em Contest, free at 929thegame.com, and it's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. When we get back, head coach Dan Quinn joins us live next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.